Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Recently, I saw a very handsome and talented man on Fox News, and it was none other than our wonderful David Pollack talking about the harmful ingredients in your skincare. David, you rocked, I have to say.
Well, thank you. I'm turning red. I'm glad we're on radio.
Yeah.
It was such a great experience to be on national TV and to get the message out there, because it is surprising to me how many people don't know about the hazardous toxic chemicals in our products today. And I know sometimes when I say it, I sound like an alarmist, but I'm going to tell you, even the FDA has it listed on their website, some of these ingredients, as known carcinogens. And I'm going to tell you, I've had too many friends, too many family members fight the battle of cancer. And it's time to take control of it. It's time to do something. And I am taking a different approach. While I may not be able to cure it, I'm going to work my tail off to prevent it. And that's what I want to do. I want to deliver this message. I want our listeners to help us get this message out, because if educated consumer, you can force a change. These manufacturers will make change. You'll know what's going on in your bodies, and you can now prevent it. And let's talk about it. Because in Europe, 1,100 different chemicals have been regulated or banned because they've been found to be harmful or even toxic. But in the U.S., it's only 11. 11. That blows my mind. Okay?
Blows my mind, too. It's really all about money, isn't it, David? That's the sad thing.
There are so many of these ingredients could be done healthier or safer or cleaner, but it would cost a little bit more. And these manufacturers, a lot of them are not willing to spend the money. I will say my hat's off to some that have acknowledged and are making changes. One, a press release was issued just months ago from Johnson & Johnson and said with our Aveeno brand, our Neutrogena brand, and some other others, they are listening to what consumers are saying and are removing many of these harmful ingredients. While it will take some time, they are making an effort. My hat's off. I applaud them. And what that shows is our listeners are helping make a difference. So I want to talk about what you need to look for, and I ask you to share this with your family, protect your family, help share this with your friends, and let the manufacturers know you're not going to stand for it. And I think one of the biggest things I hear is from the male listeners, David, I don't use beauty products. And I laugh. They say, this is for women. No, no, no. Let's talk about the men in your lives and the products they use. And it's going to pale in comparison to how many you use. But let's start with me. I got up this morning and I shaved my face with a shave cream and of course, a razor. But I used a shave cream. I jumped in the shower. I used a liquid body wash. Not a soap, but a body wash. I washed my hair. I used a hair conditioner. I then jumped out of the shower. I used deodorant and aftershave. I sprayed a little cologne on. I put a hairspray on. And so all of a sudden, you've counted how many 8, 9 products there, and as a lady, I'm sure you used a few more, including some makeup. So the point is, up to 60% of these harmful ingredients can be absorbed by the body, and so one of them may not be as bad, but now you're doing 2, 3, now you're up to 8, 10, 12 products, layering them, and you have an accumulative effect. And then you're going to do all this again tonight? Okay, I'm sorry, it's a sin. So let's talk about what our listeners can do. Number one, avoid products that contain an ingredient called parabens. Well, I sound like a chemical geek saying methyl, ethyl, propyl, benzyl, butyl. All these are parabens. Look for the word paraben. Anything that, any of the words connected with the word paraben, avoid. And that is usually at the end of an ingredient statement on the back of the bottle. Now I'm going to go through a few, and then we're going to tell you how to download the list to take it shopping with you. So don't worry, just listen, and then we're going to tell you how to get the shopping list, okay? So avoid parabens. They are a preservative. Those preservatives actually disrupt the body's chemistry and create a hormonal imbalance, and there is some actual studies now showing they can cause cancer. So why would you put it in your products? Yet it's in so many of our food products and beauty products. Let me jump to the worst one that I can't stand is PEGs and glycols. And you'll see all kinds of numbers, PEG hyphen and a number, or 38, 42, whatever the number. You'll see glycols, polyethylene, propylene, butylene. Again, PEG, P-E-G, or glycol. These are chemicals that have been ethoxylated. What that is, it's a known carcinogen listed right on the FDA website. They cause cancer, and yet they're in your products. To me, that is an absolute sin. Okay, let's keep going. Laureth sulfates, whether it's ammonium, sodium, or any other type, if it has an ETH, and this specifically I'm going to talk about Laureth sulfates, what are they used in? Well, they're in most shampoos sitting in your shower or bathrooms right now. I'm going to scare you. You ready? It could be in your body washes, but I'm going to go one further. Your toothpaste.
Ooh.
Now, Your toothpaste is considered cosmetic by our government. Well, because you put fluoride in it or some of the other treatments, they'll be considered an over-the-counter product, and so then it's a little more regulated. But you'll see the active listed on the tube, but the rest of the ingredients are on the box. So when you go shopping, you must look at the box it comes in, or you won't see it because it's not on the actual tube. You throw it away, and that's legal. So the point is, take a look at the box, and you're going to be blown away that the toothpaste you and your family are using contain cancer-causing ingredients.
Yeah, we love Tom's. You know, I'm not usually a big product mentioner, but Tom's is great because it doesn't have any of that. You know, the other thing I want to mention, David, that really scares me is I have tried, since I have entered perimenopause, I'm very open on the show, I've tried several different acne products that are prescriptions from dermatologists, and they have worked. But guess what? Every single one of them has everything that you say not to use. So I stopped using them. And it was hard. I was like, wait a second, my skin's clear, this works, but I don't want to put that on my face. And I find that so discouraging because I'm sure there's millions of prescriptions being written for those medications, right?
You're hitting a whole other category that I talk about cosmetics, but you're correct. The pharmaceutical world is all about delivering a pharmaceutical drug that is going to work for you. Okay, and we can have a discussion on pharmaceuticals another day, but it's going to deliver the results. But the question is what the carrier is. And these carriers, doctors, they're not chemists, so they may not be aware of all of it. They are aware of how the pharmaceutical active works. They understand your body, but they may not be aware of all these negatives. So, matter of fact, let's interrupt here. Tell everybody how to get this report that I'm speaking of. Show it to your doctor. Take it the next time you go to a dermatologist, the next time you go to your physician, the next time you go grocery shopping or go to the drugstore, the department store. Go to justaskdavid.com. We're going to also put on the Radio MD site, but very simple. If you have a question, I always say, just ask David. Go to justaskdavid.com. This report you can download right now for free, and it's going to list the top 10 ingredients that you must avoid. Share it with your friends. I'm telling you, share it with your family. Show it to your doctor. Let's keep going with another ingredient that's going to surprise you, synthetic fragrance or the word fragrance. Now, it's not because it smells. I don't have a problem with a product that smells nice. I don't have a problem with you smelling nice, okay? We all want to wear a cologne and smell good. But why layer all these products with these fragrances? And I'm going to tell you why. The word fragrance is allowed by the FDA to contain as many as ingredients as I want, whether it contains 5, 10, up to even 300 different ingredients, including the ingredients you're trying to avoid. So in other words, you do all this homework and take this report with you. You avoid those products that contain these harmful ingredients, but it has the word fragrance on it. You just negated everything you did. Because it can be in there, because I could put in all the glycol I wanted. I could put all the parabens in there I want. I could put anything else as long as I said, well, you know what? It needed to help stabilize my smelling of my product. The FDA said, then that's okay. So you don't want a product that says the word fragrance. And to me, if it's going to contain any ingredients to get that smell, then I want it listed, whether it's extracts, essential oils, whatever it is. But do not buy a product that has the word fragrance. And I'll back up here. If you want to buy a perfume with it, okay, it goes against what I'm saying here, and I'm going to say okay, but why put it into 15 other products that you're going to use this morning? Why is it in my shave cream? Why is it my body wash? Why is it my deodorant? Why is it my hairspray? Quit layering it. Use your perfume to smell nice. I have others, but the best bet is download my report at justaskdavid.com. Hopefully you saw me on Fox News the other day. I thank them for helping me get the message out. Lisa, I thank you for helping me get the message out.
Well, if they haven't seen it, they can totally see it online, right?
Yes. Matter of fact, I'll put a link up. That's a great idea because it's a great report to share with everybody. So the biggest takeaway from this is take this report with you, download it, take it shopping, and start avoiding products that contain them, and then let the manufacturers know you will not stand for it. These are the chemicals that are not only harmful to your bodies, but can cause cancer. We together can help prevent cancer, and that's what I want to do here. I want to thank you for listening. I beg of you to please download this report, share it with your friends. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out with True Beauty expert David Pollack and Lisa Davis on Radio MD. Stay healthy.